Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The French actor Jean Rochefort has died today at the age of 87. With a career lasting over 50 years, he was best known for his roles in films such as Un éléphant, ça trompe énormément, and two films by the director Patrice Leconte, Tandem and Ridicule. A second hearing begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon over the death of 5-year-old Fiona, who went missing in 2013. A court of appeal in Puy-en-Velay in the Haute-Loire will hear further evidence about the girl's mother, Céline Bourgeon, and her partner, Berkane Maclouf. Maclouf was found guilty of her murder and sentenced to 20 years in prison, and Bourgeon charged with 4 offences relating to her death and sentenced to 5 years. The case will last until the 20th of October. For the first time in 10 years, all of the public sector trade unions will unite in demonstrations across the country tomorrow. They are protesting against government measures, including the elimination of one day of unpaid leave and the possible loss of 120,000 public sector jobs over a 5-year period. Disruption will spread across transport, hospital and school sectors. The Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, is reporting the official results of the referendum to the regional parliament tomorrow, which may lead to him declaring Catalan independence. Puigdemont is continuing to complain about the Spanish government's resistance to negotiate. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said that he will consider suspending the region's autonomy in an attempt to stop it splitting away from the rest of Spain. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of Barcelona yesterday in a show of unity with the Spanish government. The nominees for the prestigious Ballon d'Or award have been named, and among them are the PSG player Neymar and the Chelsea midfielder N'Golo Kanté. The ceremony will be held later in the month. And finally, France has a player in the women's top 10. Caroline Garcia has reached world number 9 in the rankings after her success yesterday in Beijing, although she has had to pull out of the Tianjin tournament through injury. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.